This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elise Thatcher. Carbondale residents turned out last night to show their support for competing proposals for the old library building. Three ideas for how to repurpose the building were presented to the Carbondale Board of Trustees. Last night, trustees heard public comment on the proposals. They decided to take more time to study each idea. Aspen Public Radio's Roger Adams was there and has this report.
Carbondale has a difficult decision to make. The Gordon Cooper Building on 4th Street will no longer be a library, and the town council asked for ideas on what use the building would best serve. Last night, supporters of two plans came before the trustees, urging them to make the tough call. One idea is for a family enrichment center. It would provide daycare to infants and children. It would offer, the designers say, a unique service that is nearly impossible to find anywhere in Garfield County.
We, as a community, have been touting how we want to improve sustainability, and I think that this project really shows that. We're a community that consists of a growing number of families, and we all know that it's nearly financially impossible for one parent to stay at home to raise the kids. The need for quality childcare from infants to after-school care is crucial.
It benefits the whole community. If you're an employer, you have employees that are probably parents. And for those of us that aren't lucky enough to have parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles in the community to help out with that, we're at a severe disadvantage.
I'm an older person. I'm 60 years old. I moved here in 2011. And one of the things I love about this community is how many young people we have here. And I just don't see that we're going to maintain that mix of demographic if we don't start listening to what young families need here.
Possibilities. It's not just a daycare. It's a home-like setting, you know, that they're trying to create. And I have an 11-month-old and an 8-year-old, and I think about the center, and I think, I would actually bring my baby here that feels safe and womb-like. And so I can consider that, yeah, I would probably bring my baby to the so I could work a little bit more.
The passion for art was what others came to support last night before the Carbondale trustees. A second proposal for the old library building is a museum for the work of Carbondale resident and world-renowned sculptor James Searles. Many speakers spoke to the hard choice the trustees must make.
Thanks, you guys. I think this is kind of a hard thing for the whole community, because if there's one thing, we all love this community and we all believe in it and we want the right things. So while I believe that we do need a family enrichment center, it'd be awesome to have, I do believe that the Searles Museum is the right use for the library.
Talking about an anchor arts facility, a James Searles Museum would draw people from all over the country, museum tour groups, individual art tourists. They would spend money in our restaurants, stay in our lodging. We have an opportunity here that is just amazing.
I believe that the library location would place that museum in the heart of our town where it deserves to be. The Searles Museum would be another gem in Carbondale's crown.
The Searles Museum proposal fits with our town's vision for itself. An art museum is not just about collecting things and storing things. Its mission is to communicate the meaning of that collection. And I believe that this particular art, sculpture, forged and carved and whittled in Missouri Heights, is well suited for Carbondale.
In all, 28 people had comments for the board, and they were split almost evenly on the two proposals. A third idea is to turn the library into an academy for the performing arts, but no one appeared in support of the idea last night. In the end, the Board of Trustees put off making a decision. They closed the public comment period and set a discussion and possible vote for May 28th. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.